So we were about 12, and my aunt had about 10 old chickens. So everybody was gone. So Ed and I said, you know, those old chickens are sick looking. Let's just get rid of them. So we went up in the top of their house in a trunk that his great uncle had and got out all these old guns, old pistols and all kinds, and found ammunition for them. So then we chased the chickens around shooting at them with these pistols till we ran out of ammunition. Then we went and got the old lever action rifles, and then we shot at them with those till we ran out of ammunition. Yeah, we had to shoot from the hip with the rifle. It wasn't fair if you aimed, so you ran behind them and shot from the hip. That was quite, I'm sure, stressful for the chickens. But eventually we ended up with like one old hen way out in the meadow. She is in hysterics. So we're shooting at her with the deer rifle. So finally then we had to gather up all the bodies and all the feathers and the scene of the crime and bury them all. About, oh, 3 or 4 days later, my aunt said to my cousin, have you seen my chickens? I don't see them around. Ed said, well, there was a skunk around here, so... So that was the end of the chickens. And she never did know that that's what we'd done. We were always doing something. They went off to Denver, and so Ed and I were there alone, and so we decided we'd ride the calves. And they were pretty good size calves, about that big. So we built a chute out of some gates and chased the calves in and got our rope, and one would get on and the other would open the gate and buck out in the corral and throw you on the ground, and then the next one would get on. So that evening, we did that all day long. And Uncle Will, the great uncle, had been up on the fence, or up on the hill building fence. So that night at the dinner table, my aunt said, and did you guys have a good time today? I said, oh yeah, pretty good time. And Uncle Will said, oh, they had a great time. He said, they cried all day long. Said, one would get bucked off and he'd get up crying and make the other one get on. Said, they did that all day.
Talk about the bum lambs.
Oh, my grandfather. My grandfather was really stern. So my uncle had built this little house that he put on his pickup. But he'd taken it off and it was sitting up on the hill, so Ed and I got my grandfather's bum lambs, which were raised on a bottle, and they're pretty good size by that time. So we herded them into this little house, and we were playing rodeo. And one would get in the house, get on, and then the other one would announce, coming out on the bull, so-and-so, and you open the door, and out you'd come, you see. So Ed's inside yelling, let me out, let me out. I look down the hill, and here comes Grandpa with the fan belt. And so I wasn't sure what to do. And so he's getting closer and Ed's yelling. So finally I just opened the door, let Ed out. He came shooting out. Grandpa just snatched him off that lamb and laid into him with the fan belt. And then I just stood and took mine because I knew I didn't dare run. Well, we really got tuned. So we didn't do that anymore. But we were always doing something.
How far away did Ed live from you?
About 5 miles, yeah.
So you got together frequently then?
Quite a lot, yeah. And we'd either wanted to stay at the other's house, mm-hmm. and